knows that already. They're claiming to be the tech buddy, and they aren't. Tech buddy's going to screw them as much as they screw everybody else. Correct, Ion? Tech buddy's after everybody, including Biden. So, would you agree, Ion?
So far. So far. Yeah.
But all the information, all the information on every person.
Now listen to Ion.
Kept.
What are you saying? Ion said something, and then what are you saying?
Like, why do they want so much information about every single person in the planet?
That's the tech body wants it. That gives tech body power. The tech body wants to take away our power. Am I right, Ion? Is that the right answer? Did you alienate Ion, Roxy?
No, we're not going to argue about arguing. Why we got to believe it, don't believe it? We don't give a shit. Do what you do.
But that's the point, Roxy.
But at the end, everybody thinks the Chinese are controlling the tech body.
Well, ask Ion if they are. Ion, is the Chinese controlling the tech body?
They can't even run their own country. How are they going to control all the non-physical?
Ooh, tech body's non-physical. That's a new fucking definition. Are you saying tech body's non-physical?
In the merging, they get all the power. The power is non-physical power.
Wow. Hear that, people? Hope you fucking tuck that in. Amy? Do you know what that
Someone
Amy
Someone knocking at the door.
Did you hear that, Marshall McLuhan?
Yeah, did you hear that, Marshall? Good point.
Media ecologist.
I'm going to put that in my next essay.
Manipulative fuckers.
No, Roxy, you're always worried about how far it's gone. It's gone way further than you could worry about. You're fucked. No, no, that's not the right word. You enjoy that. You are starving. How about that? No food for you, buddy. You're going to have to say
it? No, but it is getting really weirder and weirder.
Yeah, it's going to get weirder. You're gonna one day open the door. No, you'll go there and they'll have a speech from the new Prime Minister of Germany, and it'll look exactly like you. And you'll think, what? That's me. Well, you get to that. Look at that lady. Did you hear? Rima Liebau, who Carol knew. Somebody, General Stubblebean, who's famous, split in two. Did you follow that? No, nobody could follow that, but did you hear it in my private session? You missed that.
Well, I was listening, but I'm always like in a weird state, almost awake, almost.
Hey, I was in a weird state. How's that?
It's a sad dreaming.
The altered, we can put it as the name of your video series, The Altered States of Roxy.
Woo-hoo! Excellent.
Yes, but you're right. I have to finish at least one.
Altered,
now
you
gotta be
warned.
Now she's gotta get warmed up. Are you having erectile dysfunction too, Roxy? We can help.
Not yet.
Okay, good. That's good. We was getting nervous in the service.
What,
there, Mildred.
What did you suggest for that problem? Maybe somebody has...
Dick something up their butt and make their dick hard. That's all we got to do. We told you. You have to massage the prostate. It'll increase blood flow and interest.
So, did you suggest one woman or whatever should put their finger inside? Or
one
something.
Cow. One cow, one horse, one pony, but don't you fuck one goat. You'll never live that down now, just saying. Don't fuck the goats. Just lay them. Sheep's all right, but don't fuck the goats.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying
that was
in
really,
all that
really
conversation,
like,
on a serious note, on really, really like, what we really, really like is when you do something
like
that changes
with
up.
With a man or with a jeep.
So you take in, you had something to change up the conversation, something to change up the experience. Because the refreshing part of this release is the exciting part of this thing that builds to the crescendo. It's called being horny, or called liking to have the release. And you never get done coming. You always want to come. Even Larry King, 100 years old, and he had his 12-year-old children. Should be his great-granddaddy, and it was his damn children. Pretty scary.
I think Heather should come back, and I get to ask Ian her questions that Ian buzzed off on.
She didn't want to talk. She didn't want to talk about sex, Bob. Maybe she's a closet person.
Where's Heather? You didn't even stay on the phone, Heather. Come on, Heather.
She probably went
Heather,
to
I'm trying to serve you.
She probably went to Jack's Instagram channel.
Okay, so there's no Heather.
Kinda
I don't
mad
like that.
About
you know,
Jack.
Another,
kinda mad about Jack.
What about
another
Jack?
Another thing that they were discussing is that in the Wuhan laboratories, they found out they work for the Chinese army. And the Chinese were claiming that COVID came from other countries because of ice cream that was contaminated.
Like China imports ice cream. Yeah. Yeah, they import ice cream, yeah. Bob imports ice cream too, but not from China.
Everything is so crazy.
Yeah, and you listen to too much of it, Roxy. You listen to French and Pierre Jovanovic. You listen to everybody all day long when you're home.
Chevalier, don't forget Chevalier. That's ridiculous, too. So,
do you remember him, Roxy, Chevalier?
No, but the French people are fighting every week against these new regulations. Like, they want to introduce a law for control.
You come with the riots every weekend?
Yeah, still.
Look, the managers are going to get crazier and stupider.
It is called the security law. Like, you know, that you cannot make videos of police or pictures of police during demonstrations, because who knows? They know things are going to get uglier.
Yeah.
And so they introduce a new law to restrict the movements, to stop demonstrations.
Heather came in. Do you remember your question, Heather?
No, but I can make some up.
Okay, well, it was something. What
that's
was
our girl. That's our girl. You know what? You know how to handle erectile dysfunction? They seem to be having some trouble with that these days on the show. They're looking for pointers. Get that, pointers.
Okay, what was it, Heather? We were trying to figure out people, why do people believe the vaccinations, Ion? What is this natural desire to have a realized creation external to oneself, like a government that assuages all your problems? What is that?
They're making it a god. They're making government their god. We said
I know.
Sin,
why do
they
do
want
that?
To sin. Because they take these mortals always go to an outside source for an inward capacitation. They go external for an internal revenue.
An internal desire? Does that bring Scott in? The internal desire?
Maybe.
Unquenchable?
I don't know. We don't give up? Okay. Well, yeah. Well, no, we don't care because it's like, okay. Because after a little while, you're arguing for your limitations, and we don't care how much you're right. You can always be right when you're arguing for what's wrong with you.
Right. You got that, Heather? You can always be right when you're arguing about what's wrong with you.
I like that.
Especially
this
if you have to drink water from the draconian whale.
But come on now. Okay, make up a question, Heather. I'm trying to be fair.
Okay,
you know, you didn't get any answers.
Thinking of something maybe connected to that, like how on the Ion and Bob page, all the ones that are still kind of like loyal to Trump and still believe there's something, there's a plan, there's something going to happen, speak about it like
ask
in a religious way.
Ask if there is a Q plan that's going to happen.
Well, and it's not even Q. They're not even talking about Q. They're just talking about, hey, Trump, that God has a plan, and Trump's part of the plan that's going to happen.
Ask Ion about it. If I was you, I ask all your questions for you people, and I get incredible answers. And you guys can't fucking ask nothing when you come on here.
Is Trump still writing executive orders that the military is following?
Doesn't have to write. He does a phatic nod. Does the same thing.
Okay.
Well,
but did they?
No, but Heather, you have to ask. Where is Trump able to see the military? They do it by Skype, Ion.
No, they don't even have to do that. You should have seen him at dinner last night. It was something else. It was pretty good.
That's classified.
Are there intermediaries?
I wondered if you'd ever say anything, Ion, and you did.
We watch him eat dinner every night, Bob. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, back to
we want to give it up. Let's talk about you counting them fucking spoons. That's a little annoying, too. Counting the spoons?
What was that?
Four fucking spoons, and you have a fit. Like the whole world's coming to an end because you got to wash four spoons.
I wash all the spoons. I wash them all with no complaints.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so how does he nod to these military? How do they see each other?
No, don't ask that. You're not getting that. We can't go on that classified.
You see, talking to Ion is as confusing as listening to your French radio, Roger.
We tell you, and then you went all butt-fucking crazy, so we kind of pull it back down now. You don't fuck around with tails, like you ain't going to be the tail.
I did go crazy.
We're trying to keep you alive long enough to undo the undulated bliss that you calculated all over the fucking floor that Roxy's got to roll around in and wonder whose orgasm it was.
Back to you, Heather. Quick, come up with the question.
The Pentagon's not giving him, or somebody had said that the Pentagon's not letting him have updates. You know, they're not meeting with
him. Biden?
The Pentagon's not meeting with Biden. They're saying you don't need to know.
Right.
Or at least that's one of these people said.
And
they're
not
including him.
Wait, ask a question, Heather. Don't go on.
No. What they said was you're not going to be president long enough to need that information.
That's a good point. Yeah, he's only going to be 30 seconds, for fuck's sake. There's a good one for you, Roxy. Biden will not be president in this crazy reality for more than a few minutes. We don't know how. There's no time, so let's be careful. Ion may not mean what he thought we meant him mean.
What? I mean, you sloppy. Bob, you sloppy sot. You got to speak into English now. You got to speak into English.
No, I'm practicing my fitting and ease for when I talk to the aliens.
Dobbly, wobbly, dumbler dog, giggling, 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 eggs. The flim dabs of the lopdoppers. Oh, my God, the fucking phone got the flip flap.
Some people say, like, the white people have some alien genes, and the Asian people had all their alien, all their race genes, and then the black people are the only ones that were actually from this planet. So who is coming? The white people,
everybody with an erection.
Chinese.
Everybody with an erection. And Levi Strauss genes are arriving. Levi Strauss. 501.
Jeez, Slim see cut. The pun there? Rocky jeans, clothes.
Slim cut. Gotta get the, no, that's boot cut shit. Nobody's wearing boots anymore. Except for, Bart. They don't suit him.
But actually, they were supposed to be already here.
They have been
the
here.
Aliens.
We heard it tonight. They were here in World War II, helping build Washington. What was it, Washington? Something like that, 1941.
Pentagon.
Yeah, you missed a lot of good stuff tonight, Roxy. A lot of your questions have been answered.
So now we're going to take our last 2 hours and redo the goddamn show for you one more time.
You're not awake. I was not really awake.
What? You were awake?
Yes, but actually a lot of things since ancient times, oh, there is no time, but a lot of buildings are made to be seen from above.
Yeah.
So I always wonder why was that?
They were in UFOs. They were flying over the territory.
You have to watch Fate.
Watch Fate, F-A-T-E.
Since you don't have school no more, and you can't do your homework, and you can't do listen to the show, and you can't do...
We have a line cooling.
And you can't go outside, and you can't let the people outside, inside. My question is better than this. If you can't go outside, how them people on the outside get up, try to get on the inside when they can't go outside either, supposedly? Or did you not get the memo that the war was over and you won?
Well, I'm actually lucky because I still work. So I have a permit to be outside.
Yes. Hey, did you hear my phone drop, Heather?
No.
No, I dropped my phone, fell off the plug, so I wonder if it was made noise. So, Heather, can you get to another question?
Yeah, because someone was, one of those talks was talking about how, so Trump has, like, Space Force, and that's, like, Star Wars or whatever the Pentagon used to call it. So he had, like, the weapons of heaven. They kept talking about him in a spiritual kind of way, like Lynn Wood, you know. He says he has the weapons above, and then the others, his enemies or the deep space or whatever is all in tunnels and underground and with the fallen
angels. That's true. Okay,
you
said it. Now
yeah,
ask Ivan if it's true. Now, come on,
well,
ask Ivan if it's true.
Is that true that, you know, the... Oh,
don't even repeat
that?
It. All that you said.
That Trump has the weapons of heaven when he said... Like Space Force.
We're not getting
right?
that answer,
so,
are we, Ion?
Yeah, we're not.
Too,
yeah, probably.
Too real.
But heaven.
Probably not.
But yeah,
that tells us they do have them.
Yeah, or just in a metaphorical kind of way, the weapons of heaven, of being, you know, the last Trump or whatever. So, yeah, it's interesting that the people that are still...
Yeah, ask a question with it, Heather. Don't go on rambling.
Okay.
Your
okay,
idea
is a new party.
A question
will there,
from it.
Is there going to be a new party, like they call the Patriot Party? Or is there going to, well.
No, you can't.
Come on,
you don't have to back out of it. Just don't Yeah, we're just going to wait one more minute and let you change it one more time. See what's
I know.
That's true.
Trying to rephrase
you keep
it.
Changing it. You keep changing it by talking too much.
So will there be a Patriot Party?
Yes, Arsenio Hall is going to be the chairman.
That's the apprentice, yeah. The Liberty Apprentice.
Was he
on
the Apprentice?
Oh, we'll try to do the... Yeah, he was won the Celebrity Apprentice one time.
Wow, I never knew that. That's You know, he used to have a talk show, and then he was on Don Trump's.
Nothing. Yeah.
Wow. Brian knows his history.
Knows.
Would you like a gin, Heather? We'll get you one if you want.
Sounds like some experience Roxy had. So no, that's not. I don't want that.
What are you saying? You're mumbling. Would you like one?
No, no, thank you.
What?
She sounds like those. Sounds like those lesbians that are on NPR talking so bad.
Oh yeah, right.
Put you to sleep. Well, it's 5:30.
Like
in the
you
morning.
Don't seem to have a Texan accent or a Southern accent, unless I'm missing it.
Well, I was born in Missouri, if that helps. But mom was
okay.
From
Missouri. Yeah. What the fuck is Missouri? It's Missouri. They don't say Missouri.
Missouri.
Is that what the locals pronounce it, Heather? Missouri?
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
People are much more friendly in Texas. They really are, you know, kind of smile and wave at you.
Yeah, they sure do, because they'll kill your ass in Texas. If you fuck up somebody in Texas, they'll kill you. And they're not waiting 100 years either. They put you in to make sure they want to see what you guys say. Bang. All done. Next. Who's next? Texas' idea. That is the prison, how to empty the prisons is not through parole, it's through the electric chair.
Yeah,
thank
you. Next question, Heather. You got a Patriot Party's coming, sort of.
Okay. I think there was one of those videos, I don't know if it was fake or real, of the inauguration where the soldiers weren't saluting Biden, so that would make sense. They're supposed to salute the commander-in-chief.
I didn't hear Ian say anything about that. Yeah, what are you basing that on?
Was there a video?
You have one fact out of Ion, other than the Patriot Party.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't find out if there's tunnels. Are there tunnels? Are there fucking military in the tunnels? You have to ask it. He won't answer me.
Oh, okay.
We don't like Bob. We don't like Bob.
Is the deep state, when Trump was talking about the deep state all these years, was he really saying, like, the communists or the CCP? Is that what he meant?
There is none of that. No, there is none of that. There's a battle that's going on. I don't know if you gathered that. There's been a battle going on. And he was
when
all
he
was trying
what?
To do was lock her up and drain the swamp. Well, Democrats and Republicans is in the swamp.
Yeah.
So he's had to get them all together. He's going to drain them all right out of shooting.
How's he getting them together? That's that.
They're already together. They're launching on. They're fixing to start an impeachment trial on Tuesday.
Oh, is he going to nail them in the impeachment trial? Is he going to bring in Sidney?
No. He's brought in the fella from... No, he's not. He's already got the fella from North Carolina.
Okay, Jupiter? Or Pulitzer?
Man.
Pulitzer?
Yeah, he's a sane man.
A sane man?
And he probably should get Wolf Blitzer. He's a good commentator.
Well, is Trump allowed to defend himself with documents?
Not now. I mean, there's nothing to defend. They're trying to throw him out of office that he's already out of. I mean,
no,
I think
no,
we should
okay.
go ahead.
If they impeach him, can he argue with some documents from Sidney?
Sure. Yeah, they don't. They've already impeached him. They're already impeaching what they're trying to do.
You got to say it really correctly, Heather. Okay,
well,
is he going to use documents from Sidney?
We don't know if he's going to need them.
Okay.
Can some of these
are the Republicans going? The key question, Heather, is: are the Republicans going to stick with Trump in the majority in the Senate?
Yeah. Is the Senate going to? Well, they see they can't vote to remove.
There you are, speculating and ignoring the question.
Okay, is the Senate going to? I don't know what they call it.
They don't have the vote. They don't have the votes.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to have 16 Republicans.
And they won't have
16 Republicans, and they don't have it. So now all this is doing is fixing it so Biden can say, I needed a cabinet. They wouldn't let me have my cabinet. Damn Trump. God damn Trump. Even in the grave, he's upsetting my administration. Even in the grave, he's really behind Antifa law. Antifa so law. He's really behind him. He's the secret one. He is the George Soros that's been financing everything. He got it from the inside out. He's the one made up that bush for the Green New Deal. He's got all that money up for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He's gonna make her the speaker. So she can be the president for a little while too. Everybody's in this to be, they're gonna have a rotation where everybody in the House of Representatives gets to be the President of the United States for 30 minutes. See how it goes. See how many executive orders they can sign and unsign and do and undo. It's going to be great fun. It's going to be good. Where is Anthony Weiny? That's what we want to know.
Laying low.
I am in Santa, Sandy Santa, another one of these bloggers. She had footage of a guy being walked out of the Capitol building with police around her. He was in handcuffs. They were implying he was some congressman or senator or something. Who was that, and why was he in handcuffs?
They arrested some of them because they were anybody that was in it participating gets screwed or messed up or something.
He was participating with the Trumpers.
Yeah, but so was... So was Ted Cruz. He was participating with the Trumpers.
Yeah. Well, you see, Heather, it's really great that I have a private session with Ion so I can get some things established. Ion is a better mood with me privately. And he answers all kinds of things. It's all fucked up right here.
Trump was saying before he left, he was saying, like, Joe Biden, be careful. It makes kind of come back to bite you, the 24th Amendment. Like, is Joe Biden going 25th. To be removed? 25th Amendment. Is Joe Biden going to be removed via the 25th Amendment?
He doesn't even know he's president right now.
Wouldn't be necessary.
You're being quiet. Are you learning, Roxy? Are you being quiet because you're learning?
She's trying to wash the semen off the
floor. The semen off the floor.
It's weird how my brain works, but I was thinking the OD, the ought word, comes very often in the Ayers and the Keys. And I had a band called OD, like ought. So I was wondering what will they mean, that mean? O-D, ought. Ion?
I guess I'll have to ask you for you in a private session.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, what's the meaning of ought?
O-D. Look it up.
Well, I thought it meant some type of energy like the Qin and like the Jin Yang. There is the op and the op, but I'm not sure because I see it comes a lot in the keys and the ears.
Yeah, it's like a gin and tonic.
to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You named your band after a drink.
No. We thought, because Aleister Crowley, magic.
Ah, you're doing Crowley.
Not really.
Yes, well, you got the word from Crowley.
Him? You got the, did you get the word from Crowley? Crowley?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That damn Illy. Illy was into all that negative world.
Yes, it was about the condemnation of false truth, Faust.
Yes, false truth.
Faust.
The Faustian syndrome.
Faust.
Yeah, Faustian. So, Heather, are you coming up with another question that won't be answered?
Don't forget about Shin. Don't forget about Shin Dister Liz. Shin Dister's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, we like Schindiggers better.
Okay, this is enough.
Did those executive orders that Biden signed, someone said they didn't, did they have the presidential seal on them?
They were blank pieces of paper.
That's what, people kept saying. I didn't know if that was true. So just, because Trump would always show his signature. It was funny because he'd, like, turn it around and show it to everybody. Like, see, I wrote my name. You know, people would kind of meme that. But it was, he could show it.
Who,
you know,
Trump would do that? Trump would do that.
Yeah, he would, his big signature, and then he would flip it around and, like, point, you know, everyone look at this, you know. But Biden just kind of, like, hovered over the paper, like, acting like he was writing something. So is that a sound studio he's in or a green screen or?
Does it matter?
No.
Yeah, it matters. Come on. It's an interesting phenomenon. We'd like to have a statement on the fact of it.
I guess he's saying that.
Why was Biden there writing an empty paper, Ion?
Because he had to soothe the people that was fixing to come destroy America, because they were going to destroy America anyway. So this is his way of saying, see, I'm going to be your communist dad, ding-dong daddy.
So, yeah, like your joke about the Keystone Pipeline, canceling that or whatever. Is it really canceled, or is it just, you know, kind of an inside joke?
We say fuck Alberta. Why are we fighting for Alberta? Anything that pisses off the Canadians, we support.
I just remember when there was $4 gas, people were furious, and, you know, if there was $10 gas, people would really be crazy.
Just they say, wait, there's $10 gas. So wait a minute. Wait till they just say, okay, we're done with gas. Y'all don't like the price of gas? Okay, we're not going to have any. We won't have any more gas. Shut down all the filling stations.
Did you say the EMP would knock out the electric cars, too, or fry them?
Certainly.
So
most
certainly. Just get a horse and buggy.
If you can afford it, yeah.
Yeah, horse and buggy days, I guess. But
where's Amy? Is you down for the next, Amy? You call back in. Meanwhile, Brent's got his hand up. Brent, you got a question?
Hi, Bob. Hi, Ion. Good morning.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah, I have a question. Ion, you said that being ascended, we could make money off of FEMA camps. How would that work? How would we make money off of that?
Well, you got to sell them stuff. You charge them stuff. You got to give them, they got to play their games. So you sell them the app so that they can play their games.
You sell them the app?
Uh-huh. And give them the internet conductivity.
So that means we would not be in the FEMA camps ourselves.
Why would a god be in a stupid FEMA camp? How crazy is you?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. How do we avoid the FEMA camps?
Ascend.
Okay.
These are FEMA camps now. You cannot avoid them.
So, Ion, yeah. Everybody here gets a different ratio of Ion versus the tech body. What determines that ratio that you get?
We haven't decided yet.
Why do some people get more Ion than tech body?
We haven't decided yet.
Well, in the past, what has been the motivator?
Oh, it would be, sometimes it's to bring you contrast.
Okay, okay. And I'm guessing it has something to do with gratitude and just your attitude of how you're engaging Ion, or is that not true?
Sometimes.
Okay. I did key 17, and then I started getting a lot of external sources talking about the vaccine, trying to push me to get the vaccine. So my thinking was it has something to do with the new amino acids, or I was being pretty much insulted by the angels. Is that true? Was I being insulted, or does the vaccine have something to do with amino acids?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Going at it.
That's what I thought.
You're going at it from a literal position that you're trying to, that they're going to follow the rules. They're not going to follow the rules.
So does it, I'm sure it still has some correlation with the amino acids. Does the vaccine have some sort of, does it mean we can't get the new amino acids if we were to have the vaccine or something like that? I mean,
you'll be dead. You'll be dead.
What did you mean by you can't go at it with a literal aspect of telling them what to do? Is there something I should change with my keys and errors?
Listen to what you just said. Tell us what you just said, and then listen close, or get Bob to translate what you just said because it's comical for us. So,
well, am I too literal with them? I'm not really quite sure what that would mean.
Precisely. So you jumped in this thing and you're running the angels and you're not quite literally sure what you're doing. So that's pretty right, dude, isn't it?
Well, I'm literal with my asking, and I think that has helped. But maybe you guys are saying otherwise.
Well, you just said that you are literal anyway.
Yeah, and it seems like the angels were insulting me for being literal.
You're not controlling it. It's like somebody drunk telling their maid what to do. The maid knows they're drunk and they know they're silly and they're not going to get too far into it because they know you're going to go to sleep and sober up someday.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. That key was new. Have I improved with that key since the beginning there where they were insulting me?
Don't ask us. Stop. Don't ask us.
Yeah.
What's the outcome? You're asking us. No. Okay. Hey, Ion, when I make love to my partner, am I having an orgasm? Well, you're not sure if you had an orgasm or it's not working out or what you need. Just keep on doing it till you do.
I got it. It has been improving.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have to ask that.
Then that's good. So what's the outcome? Okay. Then you go a certain way and go, okay. Now you're back to saying, oh, okay, fine. That means basically now you've turned it into something. It has a much greater capacity, be solemn, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's the way to say it.
Got it. I've noticed with some of the keys that there's a delay, and like I think that it's not working, and then what I requested shows up, you know, either days or weeks later. What is causing that delay?
You're ripping. It's like kind of like when you tear the time-space continuum.
Okay. So is there a way to make my timing a little bit, make the request show up quicker?
See, there you go. You're making this be an aspect or a ratio of time, and it's not.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the only issue is that I think it's not working, and then it shows up weeks later, unless I'm getting it exactly when I need it. I don't know.
Do you need a lot of things?
Well, I'd like to get my requests quite quickly, but unless Ion controlling the timing of when I receive these requests, when they're fulfilled?
No.
Okay, so who decides when these get fulfilled? The angels, or is this something that I'm having an issue with?
Obviously, you're having the issue with it.
Okay, so how do I open myself up to making these requests instantaneous?
Strychnine. Strychnine's pretty quick.
Strychnine, okay. Okay. For the COVID vaccine, is there assured death even if you have one dose versus two?
Yeah.
You only need one.
Yeah, one will do it. You might could overcome. There might be the rarest exception where someone overcomes it. But that'll be the exception, not the rule.
Got it. They overcome
sure
getting the
say
first.
Everybody. Sure, as we say, everybody then come to find out there's no consistency within the virus itself, in the vaccination itself. So you get a weak dose, so you could actually potentially overcome the overcame. Overcame.
Right. I have a question regarding the weak dose. What percentage of the Pfizer vaccine that's been administered far has been a weak dose?
We don't care, not much. We don't know. It's stupid. It's the second dose is the strong one anyway.
Right. If Ian was to suggest which vaccine to get, if you were forced to get it, would it be the Pfizer vaccine just because the storage temp is
so get them all.
Extreme?
Get them all. Demand, get them all. Get up there and tell them. Say, no, I'm not taking any of them. I want all of them because I don't know which one is the best one. So if you're going to force me to take it, then I'm going to force you to give me all of them. And they're going to say, you, sir, are disqualified from the trials because we're not giving you all of them. I'm not having the one that's no good, and you can't tell me this bullshit ain't even been alive for 12 months, and you're telling me what I got to do? Oh, hell no. You're going to give me all of them at the same time in the same arm. And they go, no, 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 you're out. And when you get out, then there it goes. Oops, there it is.
So it sounds like you're telling us to embrace them all and take it on. I've heard Bob say that you can die from the vaccine and they'll come back.
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that they can't argue with logic. And why would you take a vaccine that you don't have to take? And if they make you take it, then you demand to get them all. They won't do that. So therefore, it's a way to get out of it.
Right. Yeah, and
it sounds like we're suggesting to stick something up your butt to rub your prostate or to get your dick hard. Really, come on now. If that's what you got to do, okay. But come on now, that's not our suggestion for foreplay.
Well, it seems like Bob said a few times that we're going to be forced and we have to take it on.
You can't listen to Bob. What does Bob know? Bob's not going to get it taken. Bob's not going to take it on. He's not going to be forced. So you're at least as good as Bob, aren't you, the Dark Soul Incorporated?
I would hope. Okay.
Hope realm.
This
has not been too good so far, so catch it up.
I think it's been all right, at least from my end. So you guys said that if you get the COVID first, you can become exempt from getting the vaccine because you already had the COVID, and you might have antibodies. But
they're going to change that because the South African one is so much more potent. So they're going to say, no, you don't have enough antibiotics. And then what you're going to find out is that they're going to have another butter peanut butter sandwich cookie. They're going to have another vaccine for the new improved super duper vaccine. So we're going to have a double divine swine, equine.
Okay. Yeah. And I noticed the CDC said
you heard a double pneumonia,
like in both lungs. Wow, that sounds like fun. Yeah, is the swine kind of a subsect of like a tuberculosis?
Worse. The inflammation is more than the tuberculosis. Is when those rods form in your lungs, so it just basically blocks you out. And that you have some inflammation, but not much. This is all inflammation. Your body starts fighting to itself.
Yeah, and the swine, would it be effective to use antibiotics on that? Or
Carolyn says,
I am thinking that all the antibiotics will be gone.
Carolyn says, well, there ain't no antibiotics. They're all made in China, and you can't get any. So good luck
with
that.
What do you mean you can't get any?
Carolyn says you shouldn't take an antibiotic ever. Then you should put vitamin C in your veins. You need vancomycin or...
Hey, Brent.
I haven't noticed a shortage. Hey, Bob.
Roe Steph.
You're doing great, Brent. Now, listen, people. Now, look, Heather and Roxy. Look how this guy gets answers. He finally got from Ion what you say when you go and they attempt to give you the vaccinations. You demand all of them, and you get rude about it, and they kick you out. That's the answer. Very good, Brent.
Thank you, Bob. Hey, and I
did you recognize that as an answer? Did you recognize it as an answer?
I did, Bob. And I want to see what other avenues as well.
He won't accept it. He won't accept it, though.
Stop
with that, Brent.
I just want to get all the possibilities, Ion.
No, just take what you got.
Okay. All right. Ion, what is the effect of engaging Ion without ascending the physical body through the products?
Let me stay. Okay. It would be kind of like... Nope. We're running all through all the scenarios, and there are not any of them coming out good. Okay, y'all, let's pause and let them cook the goddamn food in the microwave. Everybody just pause. Let it go for a second.
Who's cooking right now?
Push the button.
Scott?
They're pushing the buttons on the microwave. No, he's sewing.
JW's cooking.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I guess.
JW had Thai spaghetti, hot, oh my God, with beef and pig, and
The answer, put big letters in the notes, Brent. The answer in the Brent section. So what do you think of that, Heather? You see how he's asking his questions, stupid as they are? They're short, they're direct, and he gets Ion talking. What do you think of that, Heather?
Well, and he's actually interested in the answer. And now, do you want us to clean up that erectile dysfunction issue, Brent? We have a lot of good suggestions on the table tonight so far.
I am not having any issues. I've had a hard-on for about 14 hours straight.
See, there you go. That's a boy. See, y'all see what happens? when you caress the prostate just right, look at the outcome. It works every time.
Yeah, it's magical.
There you go.
Would you like to live in Berlin with Roxy, Brent? I think she likes the young guys.
No, thank you. I'm not going to Europe.
What do you think, Roxy? She needs a pass to go outside
of her house.
No, what? but the people trying to fuck you to death don't need a pass. They can come beat your door down, and you can't even get the police to come and address it. But you can't go out, but they can come beat the door down to get into you, though. See, that's how it works. It's always a triple standard on that side, you see.
Are you listening, Roxy?
Yes, but I already have many fans.
That's right. But Brent's an ion. He's ionic.
Hey, Roxy, you need a pass to go outside of your home? Is that what I heard earlier?
Yeah.
Well, in Berlin, there's not much control like in other countries in Europe, that you might get a fine if you go, I don't know how many kilometers far from your house. They're more relaxed, but they tell you that it's better to stay at your home if you don't have any
pressing
reason
business.
To go out.
Pressing business.
Yeah. They're pressuring all the companies.
Isn't that what fucking is pressing business, Bob? That's pressing business.
Yep, yep. That's what Roxy's always talking about, fucking. That's her hidden ground.
Yeah.
I'm always talking about the economy, actually.
I find this brilliant.
Yeah.
Roxy, you're good.
Will you send your videos to Brent and see if it gets his dick hard?
I don't need to show any videos. They may only see my lips or my eyes, and they're at my feet. I'm joking. I usually don't wear like lipstick on the metro because sometimes men give me their telephone number, and I'm like,
Did you get that? The lips or the eyes? Did you get that? That's all they see.
Yeah,
that's good.
No, I have a very big mouth, so I already attract a lot of attention. I don't need
any more.
Oh, okay.
They give you their phone number to you all the time. Wow.
You open your mouth and they instantly give you their phone number. Is that what you found?
Okay.
No, but I already have so many experiences like that. So.
Oh.
I like now that you have to wear the mask.
Yeah. So does that help the gag reflex? That helps the gag reflex.
So they can't see.
Yes, and because I still work, I got like a permit for my.
You work it, girl. Yes, you do.
Arbeitgeber, the company I work for, the work I do is necessary for society, so I have to keep working. So if there is a control,
God,
I can show
society.
That.
You're showing up. You have one student. God damn, and he doesn't show up. So what the fuck? Who cares? It's one kid.
Yes, it's true. No, I have four, but sometimes I only have one. It's true because it was snowing. And in the news, they're saying this new mutation can be more deadly than the first COVID, and that the kids are also getting it. So the parents were really scared. So that's why we're waiting for the Senate to say if we can
What's that, a Senate?
The Senate.
Oh, waiting for the Senate, yeah. To do what?
Because every day we get different news if we can keep the... It's called not petroleum. The children that need... The parents have to work. They were allowed to go to the school because nobody's at home.
Oh, my God. You told us that three times.
But now, canceled that, too.
What, Roxy? So what happens now? The kids have to stay home alone.
Maybe. They have classes online, but yeah, it is really stressing for everybody, for the children, for the parents, for the teachers.
Bob, in Germany, you can leave those four-year-olds at home by themselves. They don't mind. It's okay. They got the internet. They're good.
Actually, many parents do. The children really spend a lot of time in front of the Black Mirror. And, yeah, there's a lot of different effects of that already on children.
Hey, Roxy, I don't think I've liked the chaos of daily life.
Yes, because, for example, the children were telling me their parents are there working, and they have to do the school. They cannot concentrate. They may not have a lot of space. You know, in Europe, apartments are small.
Yeah.
And if they have a pet or sisters and brothers, it's really stressful.
Yeah.
Because they have to respect the school time as school time, but they're at home, so they have a lot of distraction, and they may get hungry, and not everybody can coordinate that. You know, like the parents work, the children are in school, but they're all at home. Maybe they only have one computer at home.
Mm.
So it is really hard for the children.
Civilization has crashed. This is happening. It's ridiculous what's going on.
Yes, because also we have problems in the school. We have these online classes and talks we have to attend with the children that are with us.
Yeah.
But the Wi-Fi doesn't work, or there's always some technical problem. So the digitalization of society is not ready. The technology is not there.
Ridiculous.
And it's very frustrating, you know, the teacher is talking and it's frozen, or the sound is bad, and we don't understand what, so we turn it off and we explain to the children, like, okay, you have to learn this today. I explain it to you. But not everybody had that support at home. So for the children, it's very stressful. They hear every day that a lot of people are dying, so they're scared. And
it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Everybody should say, stop! Nothing's being done! We ain't fucking participating! Do something about the fucking COVID or give it up! But people gotta get together. So that's what I mean. You only get out of this if you ascend. And you ascend by not needing food or sleep or anything. Down to a dull roar. That's the only way you're going to survive.
Right, and I think only the French are protesting. Most of the people in any other countries are just, like, conforming and obeying.
Scared shitless and panicking and chaotic and getting nothing done.
Right.
So humanity has been royally disoriented. No one ever said
the problem with the teachers and the parents, they feel very frustrated because at the beginning of the first quarantine, they thought the government would tell them what to do and everything is under control, and it was like very confusing. For example, with the mask, they said they were useless, and then everybody has to wear a mask. So it's like very contradictory all the time.
Yeah. Contradictory.
So the people don't have the same trust on anything.
Right. So when they all start dying,
but they want somebody to tell them what to do.
They
want to get their vaccination.
Dying, Roxy! Get ready to run, man. Everybody's going to be absolutely bonkers.
They are already, because this thing has been going on since March, and even though here in Berlin or in Germany, in some places it's more strict, it was not
that
bad as
panic. Ask Ian about to describe the panic that's coming.
I see it already because...
You don't care. You don't care, Robbie. Well, I fucking care. What is the goddamn panic going to look like, Ion? As people are dropping dead all over the place.
attack.
But this is already there.
Shut up. Go ahead, Ion. What?
We just said it's coming back a cat attack.